Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Jimmy V continues to be bigger in death than in life. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Ever wonder why sports writers of Jim Valvano's vintage are really caught upchucking with praise over him as more than the former NC State basketball coach and funny man? That's because those who are in Valvano's peer group see the irony and perhaps paradox in how Jimmy V's life changed literally and figuratively when he was diagnosed with cancer in 1992. Valvano was a rogue, to put it mildly, as a coach who put himself first in almost everything he did. After taking the cardiac pack to the 1983 NCAA championship, he talked his way into the athletic directorship in West Raleigh. Neither job lasted very long after rumors and then charges of rules violations surrounded him and his program. For the last 2 years before his fatal diagnosis, V had his own ESPN roadshow where he owned every room he entered. Yes, it was tragic that he got sick, but that's when the irony began and has continued to bestow near sainthood on Jimmy V. In his never-give-up speech that they still ram down our throats 23 years later, Valvano praises Mike Krzyzewski for being such a good friend for the last few months of his life. Why not before? That's because those who covered them both know they were far from close, much more fierce competitors with diametrically opposing styles. In the spring of 1993, Krzyzewski was by his side during his dying months at Duke, which to me says more about Coach K than it does Coach V. Even the Jimmy V Foundation has turned out to be somewhat of a fraud, part of the growing notion that cancer research is dedicated to treatment, but not to prevention or cure, lest the world's economy would crumble in a multi-billion-dollar meltdown. Books and dozens of articles have been written on the theory, which makes financial, if not moral, sense. In the micro, the Jimmy V nonprofit has undergone several investigations over just where all the money raised has gone. So whenever his famous ESPY speech comes on, I can't help but wonder what would think of Valvano today had he never gotten ill. This is Archansky. See you.